Joining us now on the fifth quarter show is Coach Seth Bass of North Shelby. In eight-man action night, North Shelby went on the road to take on the Oric Bearcats. Oric had defeated North Shelby in week nine. North Shelby, though, gets a little bit of revenge tonight with a big 54-6 win over Oric. Coach Bass, congratulations. What was different about this game than your previous one?
Well, we played our brand of football. We just didn't have the energy we normally do when we played Oric previous time. You know, we were coming off of a very emotional game and a very physically draining game against Pattonsburg. And, you know, it's not an excuse, but I know it contributed. And, you know, tonight we just rallied to the ball better. Our defensive line played much better as far as being under control. Our linebackers filled their gaps well. And, you know, offensively we finished our blocks. And our offense was just clicking pretty well all night. Our run game was going well. Dayton Metis ran for 185. Ethan Geismorfer went for 192. So, you know, it was a good night on the ground. And, you know, our line on both sides of the ball really made the difference tonight.
Yeah, you guys are the only team to beat Pattonsburg. It was a 92-88 track meet back in week eight. So obviously, like you said, that probably did contribute a little bit to your loss to Oric earlier. You guys ran the ball for 400 yards tonight. I've seen your junior high team play, so I'm kind of a little bit familiar with what you do offensively. Defensively, you held Oric to six. You said your kids filled the gaps well. What was the game plan defensively going into Oric? What did they do well? What did you have to stop tonight coming into this game?
Well, last time, their quarterback, who's phenomenal, by the way, very talented kid. You know, he hurt us a lot with, you know, extending plays with his legs, scrambling around quite a bit, and we just weren't disciplined and we weren't tackling well last time. So, you know, game plan-wise, I think we really didn't change a lot. We just executed much, much better this time, and I think we held them to 98 yards on the ground and I think 244 overall. So, you know, defensively it was a great effort and it was a team effort. And, you know, our D-line was disruptive like they're supposed to be, but like I said, they weren't out of control. They didn't fly past them like they did 2 weeks ago. And our linebackers put our weight, and then we finished our tackles much, much better for the most part tonight. You know, Buchanan Kitt still got us for quite a few yards at times. He made a couple of very nice scrambles, and he's a gamer, but we were able to keep it under control for the most part, and we were a little bit better in our coverage, too, at times tonight, so that helped us, and we got a couple early turnovers, and I think the second quarter that helped us get a little bit momentum going. So, you know, overall, like I said, just a great team win, and couldn't be prouder of my kids.
So next week, you're going to be in the district finals. You're going to go to Ludlow and take on Southwest Livingston. They had a big win tonight. They're 9-1 on the year. You know, they've got Mac Anderson, a lot of team speed. You know, what do you think you're going to have to do? What advantages do you think you're going to have going into that game next week?
You know, the Anderson kid's one in a million. You know, 6'7" kid that runs 4.7. You know, that's one of the best players in small school anywhere, much less eight-man football. So we're going to have to treat it like we have the last two Oric games and make sure that we're disciplined and make sure that we're tackling him in space and making sure that we're limiting the damage. We know he's going to get some yards, and we just got to make sure that he's one-dimensional. If he's hurting us with the pass and with the run, then that's going to be difficult for us to defend. But if we can tackle in space well and get him down before he can really get going out in space, then I think we've got a good chance. You know, I like our offensive and defensive lines against anybody, so I think they're going to be a big factor for us in this game, but at the end of the day, it's just going to come down to us filling our gaps and making sure we're tackling and making sure we're reading our keys on defense and taking care of business on that side of the ball.
Yeah, Southwest has a lot of speed all over the field. Maybe one advantage that you have, their schedule was a little bit front-loaded. They haven't played a close game in a long time, and you guys have.
I think that'll help us. You know, we're definitely battle-tested, and that's a credit, especially to Oric, you know, seeing them twice in 3 weeks. And obviously Pattonsburg, who's one of the most explosive teams in the state, to face them week eight, you know, that helped us out a lot. So, you know, we've been through the gauntlet, and, you know, we've seen very physical teams. We've seen some pass-heavy teams. We've seen quarterback-run-heavy teams. And, you know, we've seen a variety of things, and we've got a pretty veteran group, and they're pretty football smart. So I think that'll hopefully pay some dividends for us, and hopefully we can go down there and play well and come away with a win. But we know it's going to be a major challenge for us.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you calling every week. Next week is going to be our last show. Give us a call, win, lose, or draw, after that Southwest game next week.
Okay, will do. Appreciate it.